Tefillah for Life, Shir 903, Wednesday and Thursday, Parshas Va'era. Al Tivtechu Bin Divim, such a powerful pasuk. If we would walk around all day saying this pasuk, our relationship with the world in general would dramatically transform. It is a very powerful pasuk of Bitachon. It's a perfect example of what tefillah is supposed to accomplish. Avoida Shebelev. It's supposed to be me'abed. It's supposed to work on your heart. Transform your perspective. You have a boss, very nice boss. You have a client. You have other individuals that help you. Other individuals that are involved in your life. Al tivtichu ben divim. Do not put your trust in them. That's what the pasuk's telling you. They are not the source of your Yeshua. And the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, when a person puts his trust in someone else, the Rebbeinu Shlomo might remove that individual, might remove that individual's capability, because he doesn't want you to fall in the trap of relying on someone you're not supposed to rely on. Al tivtichu v'ndivim. You want your situation to continue. You want your hatzlacha to continue. Don't rely on nedivim. Don't rely on others, on other sources. Don't rely on your money. Don't rely on your societal influence. Don't rely on anything else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very powerful opportunity. We're saying the pasuk anyway. It's a very powerful opportunity to internalize this concept, to live with it. Say it slowly. Feel it. Internalize it. Think about the nedivim that are in your life. The doctor, the shatchin, whoever it is. Al tivtichu v'ndivim. The purpose is that a person should realize that your source of hatzlacha does not come from the nadiv, no matter how good-hearted he is. That's the first half of the pasuk, and that message is enough to take us through our day, to take us through our lives. To realize that all of the mirages, everything that exists, that seems to be helping us. Or even it goes the other way. It's not what the pasuk's talking about, but the same thing applies the other way when somebody's trying to hurt you. Same concept. If you're not relying on a nadiv, you won't be afraid when somebody else attacks you. Because he's a nothing. If the Rebbeinu Shlom is telling you not to rely on the nadiv, the Rebbeinu Shlom is telling you the same way, not to be afraid of somebody that's trying to hurt you. You have responsibility of ishtadlus. But al tivtichu v'ndivim. That's the message of this pasuk that we're supposed to internalize during tefillah. To rely only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.